Welcome to Sabbatical 101. My name is Bethany Walensky, and I'm an associate professor at Michigan State University. I had a life-changing sabbatical, and I'm on a mission to help fellow academics do the same. This podcast is a resource for all things academic sabbaticals. Each episode will provide you with inspiration and insight into the sabbatical planning process, regardless of your institution, discipline, length of sabbatical, or where you plan to sabbatical. I'm so excited to have you along for the ride. If you have a sabbatical on the horizon, or if you're already on sabbatical, then this episode is for you. As we enter the new year, there's always a lot of new year, new you energy circulating. Many of us make New Year's resolutions that involve a commitment to change or improve something in our lives. Personally, I'm trying to avoid the new year, new you energy this year, and instead I'm focused on cultivating contentment with the things that are going well. But I do have a resolution or two. Right now, I'm in a season where things are moving along as I'd like, and I actually don't want to get caught up in the energy of striving or optimizing. Thanks to my sabbatical, I feel really grounded in my career, and I've learned to set boundaries in my work that allow me to enjoy what I'm doing and feel like a person who can have interests and commitments outside of work. But that was definitely not how I felt right after I earned tenure, or even going into my sabbatical. I was completely burned out and exhausted, and I was questioning whether I had chosen the right career path. I was really fortunate to be able to take a sabbatical that helped me overcome my burnout and get excited about my work again. And I created a program to help fellow academics do the same. And what's so exciting about the whole thing is that it works. When I decided to start a sabbatical coaching business, I wasn't sure anyone would want to hire me because sabbatical coaching wasn't even a thing. As I talked to more and more people about their sabbaticals, and after working with a dozen clients to plan their sabbatical, I've learned that most people are aware they need some sort of a plan for their sabbatical, but that they aren't sure what that should look like or how to get started. I definitely identify with this. I bet if you looked at my search history, you'll see the phrase, how to plan an academic sabbatical, hundreds of times. When I was planning my sabbatical, I kept hoping the internet would give me the answers I needed or some formula that would make planning my sabbatical easier and more straightforward. Well, I found lots of advice online about sabbatical planning, but I never found the magic formula, so I had to rely on a lot of trial and error. If you're entering a season where you're planning a sabbatical or starting a sabbatical, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to rely on trial and error like I did. The program I created, Reignite, is a framework that leads you step by step through the process of planning your life-changing sabbatical. It provides the structure you need to get clarity about what you want from your sabbatical and the confidence that you can make it happen. But it's not prescriptive because the focus is creating the sabbatical that's right for you in your current season. If you're listening to this episode, it's likely that you have a sabbatical coming up. Imagine starting the new year knowing that by the time your sabbatical begins, you'll have a clear plan. You'll have a clear idea of what you want to get out of your time away, and you'll have mapped out a plan to get you there. You'll have put boundaries in place that will ensure you have the time and space to achieve your sabbatical goals. And you'll feel confident that when you come back from sabbatical, you'll be rested and ready for what's next in your career. That's a form of new year, new you energy I can get behind. Just to give you a sense of what's possible, here's what some of my clients had to say about the program. Susanna said, I found out about Bethany's coaching program at just the right time. My family and I were originally planning to live abroad during my sabbatical, but due to life events, decided to stay home. Therefore, my vision of what I needed from sabbatical was evolving. Bethany helped me feel excited about my sabbatical again and embrace a new vision that took advantage of the time and space that staying home would provide. She helped me think through my personal and professional goals and encouraged me to narrow down my priorities. Through the process of working with her before my sabbatical began, I was able to delegate activities or tasks that didn't fit into my vision for my sabbatical and set boundaries around the tasks that I chose to keep. She also helped me estimate the amount of time those tasks would take to ensure I had adequate time to complete each project. Most importantly, she helped me reflect carefully about what I would consider a life-changing sabbatical.
We are so fortunate in academia to have the opportunity for time away from our day-to-day responsibilities to focus on special projects, and I wanted to be sure I took full advantage. Thanks to Bethany, I have confidence that my sabbatical will be both professionally and personally rewarding. Laura is another client who's actually taking her fourth sabbatical this spring. And she said, "When I learned that Bethany was trying to help academics craft thoughtful and planful sabbaticals, I wanted to try. I started the program with an abundance of ill-defined ideas, but nothing solidly in place. Bethany helped me clarify my goals, identify my challenges, outline strategies for moving forward, and find ways to prioritize my creative work. She was part therapist, part life coach, part colleague, part cheerleader. I came away from each session with a clearer and more nuanced sense of what was possible, what was important, and what my next steps should be. Everything from seeking funding to finding pet care and locating a house sitter. Given that I'd had a number of prior sabbaticals, I hadn't imagined all the ways I would benefit from this program. I'm headed into the months ahead with a clear set of commitments and a solid plan to bring closure to existing work, to attend to creative projects that are often neglected in day-to-day life, and to ready myself for the next stage of my academic career." So I know those are long quotes, but I wanted to give you a sense of what Susanna and Laura experienced during the program. And if after hearing how Susanna and Laura are feeling going into their sabbaticals makes you think, "I wish I could feel that way about my sabbatical," then I encourage you to check out my website and the resources in the show notes. There's also a lot in my podcast and blog that will help you think about the steps you need to take as you plan your sabbatical. And my goal is to help as many people as possible plan the sabbaticals they need and want. If you feel like you want a bit more guidance or accountability as you plan your sabbatical, then I'd love to talk about how I can support you. You can click on the link in the show notes to book a call with me. This is a 30-minute session that helps me learn more about your upcoming sabbatical and the challenges you're facing as you think about making a plan. It's also an opportunity for you to learn more about my program and to see if we'd be a good fit to work together. I also just love talking about sabbaticals, so if you just want to bounce some ideas off of me, please get in touch. Now, some of you listening may already be on sabbatical and you're thinking, "Shoot, I really didn't do this the right way." Your sabbatical may be starting this month, and as you emerged from the hectic fall semester, you may have realized you were so busy this fall that you didn't have time to think about your sabbatical. Now it's here, and you don't know what you're going to do. Or maybe you've been on sabbatical for a semester already, but it's not feeling energizing or life-changing. You may be thinking, "Well, that's nice that some people are able to take their dream sabbatical, but I guess that's not an option for me." Or you may have had an amazing sabbatical plan, but then something threw a wrench in those plans. It can be devastating when you think your sabbatical will look one way, but then life happens and the sabbatical you hoped for is not the one you end up getting. If any of these resonate with you, then I'm here to tell you that it's not too late. I'm offering a new program called Sabbatical Rescue that's designed to support people who are already on sabbatical but need to put a new plan in place or make adjustments to their plan. This is a completely custom program that I'll design based on your situation and what you need. Sabbatical Rescue starts with a conversation so I can learn more about your situation. If you want to give yourself the gift of a solid sabbatical plan in the new year, you can book a call with me using the link in the show notes or learn more about the program by going to BethanyWalensky.com/sabbaticalrescue. If you're in a sabbatical season in this new year, I encourage you to think about what you want from your sabbatical and whether giving yourself the gift of confidence and clarity around your sabbatical is what you need in 2025. I can't wait to hear from you.
I hope you found this episode of Sabbatical 101 helpful and inspirational as you think about your own sabbatical. If you want to read more about sabbaticals or get even more support for planning your own life-changing sabbatical, head over to my website, www.bethanywalensky.com, to read my blog and for more information about my sabbatical coaching program.